Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Would you like to make magic your hobby? Want to do magic tricks just like Chandu? Then send today for Chandu's first magic trick offer. Chandu calls it the Assyrian Money Changer. It changes pennies into dimes right before your eyes. And you can have this trick for your very own by sending 25 cents and a White King box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Now cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. Then remove the block while everyone watches closely. And behold, in place of the penny, there's a silver dime. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address. Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Frank Chandler is about to leave Lubova secretly for a meeting with Robert Regent in Paris and with Naji in Cairo when he learns from Bob and Betty Regent of a carefully staged riding accident to Nicholas Karowitz, formerly Crown Prince of the Little Balkan country. Chandler believes it was planned by Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, to throw suspicion on the baleful Dimitri, with whom Metsos has quarreled. Late that afternoon, as Dorothy returns to the castle from a visit in the town, she is met in the courtyard by Dimitri. He tells her that in her absence, Bob and Betty have decided to explore the underground rooms of the castle. Fearing they may have come upon the ominous temple of black magic, and despite her overwhelming terror of Dimitri, Dorothy goes with him to look for the children. Meanwhile, far off in Paris, Chandler and famous scientist Robert Regent are bending over a table in Regent's laboratory, examining what appears to be an ancient parchment. Chandu, the magician.
It's perfect, Robert. Well, I had no idea you could finish it so soon.
Oh, it was very simple. It only took me an hour or so.
Well, it looks as old as the original. Thanks very much.
Oh, I was glad to do it for you, Frank. Are you sure I have drawn in the underground rooms just where you wanted them?
They're fine. Is it dry?
Oh, yes, perfectly.
Well, I'll fold it up then. And this ought to keep Metzos busy for a long time.
I don't see what you hope to gain by it, though.
Time.
But you...
Well, I thought I told you before I went to Cairo. Metzos is afraid he's fallen from grace.
Whose grace?
Whoever's giving him orders. Someone outside the country, I know that. But he can't afford to make an open move until he's sure. And the answer's in one of those hidden rooms in the castle.
If I were he, I'd clear out.
Ah, you don't know Metzos.
Oh, I know men like Max Bowden, though.
Roxor? Why do you say that, Bob?
Because from what you've told me, this man must be like Roxor. What's the world coming to when two such men can exist?
It's my business to see that he doesn't succeed. And yours, too.
Oh, I know, Frank. I'm working every day. Harder than I've ever worked. But I often think it's no use.
No use?
Yes. How can we ever hope to defeat ruthless men who'll stop at nothing? Torture, slavery.
Because they're wrong.
They don't mind that. Did Hitler? Did Roxor?
No. And they're both gone. Bob, don't you see that if we admit evil is stronger than good, it will be?
Well, I'm afraid I haven't your philosophy, Frank.
Well, after 9 years in Roxor's hands, I don't wonder.
I hope that's all it is. But I'm not neglecting my work because I'm discouraged, Frank.
I know that, Bob. Now, this man I'm looking for, Mezzo's chief, must be someone from Roxo's organization.
You really think so?
Taking up where Roxo left off. Two or three of his former agents have already shown up at the castle.
They have? Why, this Balkan scheme must have been the core of Roxor's entire plan.
Well, the Balkans have always been a powder keg. But if I can play off Metzos against his chief... Well, I hope it won't explode this time. I must go, Bob.
Give my love to Dorothy and the children, won't you?
I will.
And don't pay too much attention to what I just said now. I'm often depressed, but... Well... Just the same, I'm getting astonishing results with my experiments.
I'm not surprised, knowing you.
I'm keeping careful records, so that even if I don't live to finish the work...
Robert.
I shall never be really well again, Frank. I've accepted it. Don't tell Dorothy.
I won't, because I don't believe it. I hope we'll all see you again, Bob. Very soon.
Mother's had her dinner. We could have waited a little while longer, Bobby.
Well, she wouldn't expect us to starve. Gosh, Bets, Mrs. Mason must be a lot worse. Her mom wouldn't stay down there so long.
Maybe she's just helping Lucy pack. Her mother's too sick to do it.
Maybe. You know, for days after I heard those two guys talking about somebody poisoning Mrs. Mason, I hated to eat.
Yes, I noticed you did.
Well, I did.
Well, I didn't, because if Uncle Frank thought we were...
I hear it. Holy Moses, Uncle Frank.
Your father sent his love.
Boy, you sure get around.
How is he, Uncle Frank?
Working hard. What? Where's your mother?
Oh, still down at Mrs. Mason's. We thought she'd probably have dinner down there, so...
That's odd.
We didn't have a place set for you, but I'll call Mara.
No, I'll have dinner later.
Hey, you're not going away again.
I'm going down to the Masons. Your mother wouldn't have stayed there all this time.
What a country without any telephones.
Uncle Frank, Mother couldn't get lost just walking up from there.
I know. I'll be back in a little while. Don't go away looking for her.
Gosh, I wonder if Mom could have slipped on the heel and turned her ankle.
Yes. You'd think Mr. Mason would drive her up here or send somebody. Not let her come up alone after dark.
He would, too.
Where are you going, Bob?
To look around.
I'll come with you. There's no use looking upstairs. We know she's not there.
Listen, Bets. You know Mom doesn't like Dimitri.
Dimitri? What's that got to do with it?
Well, he wants people to like him. You know how he's always saying he wants everybody to be his friend.
Yes. He started to say something about that to me.
Huh?
Up on the hill after you'd gone to see about Nicky. But then you came back.
Did he? Oh, gosh.
You mean Mother's gone out somewhere with Dimitri? Oh, she wouldn't, Bob.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. He said I couldn't, but I will anyway.
Something about Mother?
Well, this is about me. But maybe it's about Mom, too, now.
You look so funny. As if...
As if what, Bets?
As if you were listening to something.
Well, that's what I want to tell you about. Dimitri said that he...
Well, what?
I must be nuts.
You certainly are. Mother wouldn't go anywhere with Dimitri. Or if she did, she'd leave word with Lugo, Samara.
Well, Uncle Frank didn't think she was down at the Masons. He was worried.
But when you got up from the table, you said you were going to look for her. What's the matter with you, Bob?
I'm trying to tell you. Didn't you think it was funny Dimitri didn't go back up to where Nicky was when you told us he was hurt?
Why, yes. But then you came back.
Okay. And when Uncle Frank told us to keep away from Dimitri, you know, before he left for Paris, you didn't hear me say I would, did you?
Bob Regan!
Oh, listen, can't you? It was because Dimitri said... Gosh, Bets, I can't tell you.
Well, don't, if you promised Dimitri you wouldn't. Only, if you know where Mother is, why did you let Uncle Frank go all the way down to Mr. Mason?
I don't know where she is. Oh, skip it. Let's go see if we can find her.
You're acting very funny if you want to know what I think. Let's go out and ask Lugos if Mother came home and went out again. Why didn't we think of that before?
Must have been Dimitri Lugos heard, talking to Mom out here in the courtyard.
Oh, Bob, it could have been anybody. Lugos didn't see him. And anyway, if... what are you looking for?
Well, if Mom dropped a handkerchief or anything, we'd know which way she went. Bex, look here.
Huh?
Right where my flashlight's pointing.
It looks like the little bunch of wildflowers she pinned on her lapel this morning. But, Bob...
It is.
I mean, there's no way out of the courtyard over here.
Well, then... and maybe there's a... yes, there sure is.
Huh?
Behind this bush. A door.
I never saw that before.
Of course not. And look along that edge. You can see it's been opened lately.
What?
That broken spider web.
But why would Mother go in there? Oh, open it, Bob.
I am. If it's not locked.
Oh, it's like a dungeon. Mother!
Mom! Are you in here?
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Listen. You place a penny on a table, then cover the coin with the mystic ruby block, the magic money-changing block. Then utter the magic word, so coot. Now remove the block. And in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Betty and Bob are played by Joy Terry and Lee Millar. Special musical effects are by Corla Pondit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. Today, the people of Europe who would like to be your friends need a little consideration. You can extend it through the nonprofit service of CARE, C-A-R-E. You can make a new friend by sending a care package to a widow in Poland, an orphan in France, an aged person in Britain, or any type of person you select. The cost to you is $10. The gain to you is a good friend. Write today to CARE, C-A-R-E, at 50 Broad Street, New York. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.